The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. It is our number three. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com, including only three segments last hour because we went long with RJ. And frankly, we could have kept going with that. And I still have a lot of thoughts on it. And Lamont, we're saying if you were still teaching, this RJ case would be a damn good case study for your class. And yeah, it would. And I think And then he got into it with this RJ hater who I already blocked months ago. One thing I found is being affiliated with RJ is there's like a group of people out there that just have an in for him. And most of them are people who are trying to do the same thing and they're not very successful at it. And so, yeah, I've probably blocked 25 people since I started doing stuff. But the reality is, and I would, you know, I've talked to RJ about this separately, if you're going to present a story as a piece of investigative work, and you've got something that's incorrect, that you don't have any comment from the other side, then you're opening yourself up to this, because this is not unlike what happened with the guys at 610 and Coach Herman. All John Lopez had to do was call Coach Herman, put in there that he denied the report or wouldn't come or whatever he said.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if he's got it wrong, because he's at least on the record here. If the guy had just used what RJ said, then I think they'd have a hard time with this lawsuit, even if it was incorrect, because you could say, well, my sources said this, RJ denied it. But in this case, I don't know how you get, and most of the stuff that RJ was talking about was the affiliate thing and all of that, which I've never seen them have anything to do with. So how he got that and how that became, you know, part of the story, it when it's just wrong, I mean, that's just shoddy reporting. And, you know, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this lawsuit. But it's very simple, man. If you, in any case, if you're writing a news article or you're writing any kind of expose, you got to give the other side their chance. And in this case, all he had to do was run pregame's, you know, stance on it, and that's fine. You could just basically say Bell denied that he was involved with any of this, and then run the denial, and then go back to your hatchet job. That's all you got to do. But in this case, they didn't do it, so we'll see. I'm rooting for him. I don't think he'll get $10 million.
No,
but
what I will say is this: I mean, usually if guys file a lawsuit and any money that they get from it, they're giving away.
Yeah.
It usually tells you something.
Well, and we've been talking to him about this for a year now. When it first happened, we talked about it. All he wanted him to do was write a retraction about that part of the story that was wrong and take it down. That was it, that part. And they could have avoided all this. He wasn't looking for money. This is the first time they've actually gone after money, because clearly Desmond's not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. So, Hot Tracy is listening to us from super hot Arizona.
Yeesh.
For a bachelorette weekend. Hashtag girls gone wild.
Oh, boy. Imagine what that looks like.
Yeah. Well, she's got pictures on there.
Oh.
You weren't included on that?
I guess not.
You didn't block her, did you?
No.
Well, but yeah, this guy who Dustin and Lamont are into it with now. He just he's one of those guys that is just got a hard on for RJ, and he's going to go after him. So okay, you know, and trust me, I did a lot of research on that story myself, because my first thought was, wow, if this is true, we probably don't need to be affiliated with this guy. And so of course you do your own research, and yeah, I mean, I found almost all of it to be total BS.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And I would not have gone into business with RJ if I had thought any of that was even close to being remotely true. And I don't go into business with people that I don't trust and that I think are scumbags, even no matter how much money it would make me. So, for whatever that's worth. Gosh, where do we go from here?
Well, I think we go to commercial.
Well, no, we're not quite there yet. We are behind. We went way over there. That's a me problem. But,
well, I mean, kind of all of us.
But. Well, I know, but I was enjoying the conversation, and I wanted to keep it going. So, oh, well. Well, we have a lot more to get to, and just three more segments in the entire week.
Ah, yes.
And then the weekend. You got any big weekend plans?
Yeah. I am making a barbecue run tomorrow.
Okay, so how many have you hit now?
Up to 12 or 13, maybe.
Nice, nice. So you're doing more than one, or are you just going to get one?
No, I think I'm probably going to knock out about 6.
Ooh, wow.
That's the plan.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
What's the farthest drive going to be? Is there one in, like, El Paso or something?
Pecos, Texas.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a haul.
Yeah, there's three. There's one in Pecos, which is like west, like almost to El Paso.
Right.
There's one in Lubbock, or outside of Lubbock, one in Amarillo, and one in Abilene. Those four are the ones I dread, because, as you know, I do not like anything about West Texas. I don't like going there. It's so far.
That sounds like a flight to me.
Yeah.
Or two, even.
The problem is, some of them are only open during the week. Some of them are only open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's like it's a scheduling nightmare, I've got to tell you. It really is. That's the hardest part. Hmm. And that trip, obviously, I only want to make one time.
Right.
There's three restaurants in the valley that you got, and they're all within like maybe 20 miles of each other.
Yeah, that one's
which sounds great, right?
Right.
Except, one of them is only open during the week. One is only open on weekends. It's like, well, what the hell? I don't want to make two trips down there.
We'll go on a Friday and go to the one that's open during the week and just stay overnight.
Stay overnight in the valley? Are you crazy?
Oh, come on. I'm sure you could.
What do I look like to you? Someone who wants to be sold into the sex trade? I don't think so.
They're not going to get much for you. I wouldn't worry about it. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Be happy to take some more phone calls here as we limp towards the end of the week. But right now, I have to tell you about how you're spending way too much money if you're buying Viagra from your CVS or your Walgreens. Some of you are paying $50, $60 a pill. Well, guess what? Our friends at Summerwood Pharmacy, right here in Houston, can get you the same active ingredient, sildenafil, for anywhere from $2 to $10 a pill. $2 a pill versus $50 or $60. I'm not good at math, but that's a lot of money. And all you have to do is go to myedrx.com, or you can give them a call if you have questions, and they'll answer them, 281-225-4300. If you go to the website, they've got a video there that will tell you everything you need to know. And if you already got a Viagra prescription, you can switch it over. All you have to do, they've got a form on there. You can print out, take it to your doctor, and he'll get you switched over, and they'll take care of you. And if you've got questions about this, man, give them a call, because they're more than happy to help. And if it's something that you think you might need, see your doctor and get that prescription to Summerwood Pharmacy. They're locally owned and Texas licensed, free shipping. This is the best part. You don't even have to go there. All you have to do is you give them a call, and if your prescription is filled, they'll ship it to you the next day for free anywhere in the state of Texas. How about that? The next day. So go to myedrx.com or give them a call, 281-225-4300. Don't wait. Start saving money today. Go to myedrx.com. That's Summerwood Pharmacy.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Summertime is upon us. You're looking for something refreshing to drink, of course. And Carbach has you covered. Several options for summer drinking. Staycation is one. It is brewed with light or with bright citrusy aromatic hops and a touch of wheat that gives it a really nice smooth finish. It goes great with a lot of things that you'd like to eat in the summertime. Those seafood, the salads, the grilled veggies, tacos. I mean, it goes with damn near everything. And the Weekend Warrior, which is my favorite summer beer that they do. It's nice and hoppy, very citrusy, good aromatics. It's a really nice balanced pale ale. And Love Street, which is their Kolsch, is quickly becoming one of their best sellers because it's a really easy drinking, smooth summer beer. They also have the Goza right now. It's available at certain taps, and it's outstanding if you like that kind of a beer. The Love Street Blues thing they do every Wednesday. They did it last Wednesday. They'll do it next Wednesday. Love Street Blues in the Beer Garden. It's in partnership with the Houston Blues Society. You go out there, you listen to some good music. There's no cover for it. They've got normal beer garden pricing. Take a tour of the brewery while you're there. It's a good time. More info at carbachbrewing.com. And while you're at the grocery store or the gas station or your favorite bar or restaurant, ask the bartender, make it a Carbach.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Mark said, hey guys, NHL draft tonight. Who do you like for the number one pick? Thoughts on the Blackhawks trades? Love The Blitz. Nico Hischier went number one to New Jersey. That's a guy I liked all along. That kid's going to be terrific. And I like what the Hawks did. I think they got younger and they got basically more cap stability because the guys they traded were going to be free agents after next season and you would have had to pay them a ton of money.
Is it already happening now?
Yeah, it just started. Oh, okay. Number one pick was Nico Hischier from Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Yeah, yeah.
Since when do guys from Switzerland know how to play hockey?
They've got a few now. This kid, though, is... I really like his game, and I think he's going to be a star, so I think the Devils got him a good one. But it won't be right away. I think it may take a year. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know what we haven't done? Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
When you start listing ways to die, this one where you just go, oh my goodness, really? A prominent French lifestyle blogger, 32-year-old Rebecca Berger, has gone the way of all flesh. She's pretty cute too, even though she's French. But she had 200,000 followers on Instagram. Her death was announced on her Instagram account. Statement signed, the grieving family read, It is with great sadness we announce the death of Rebecca, who died June 18th in an accident in the home. And
please tell me it was poop related.
No, it was not. Damn. Because I know John wants to play that song.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever heard. She died after a whipped cream dispenser exploded.
What?
Yes.
Was she trying to get high?
I don't think she was doing whippets. I think she was actually...
eating whipped cream?
The canister exploded, hit her in the chest, and she died of a cardiac arrest.
Oh, boy.
So, and all the stuff that has to go wrong for you to die from a whipped cream dispenser, that's pretty much a triple crown, I would say.
Yeah. It's like a Final Destination kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not the way you want to go.
No.
No. I mean, and I'm not making light of this poor lady dying at the age of 32. I just thought it was kind of amusing that a lifestyle blogger would die from a whipped cream canister. Sutcher Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I had some other contenders for that, but I kind of wanted to go with the exploding whipped cream.
Yeah.
Maybe she was doing whippets.
Maybe. I mean, what else is she doing with that whipped cream can? You can't imagine she's just eating whipped cream, right?
Well, she is a lifestyle blogger, so I'm assuming that you put whipped cream on things when you're lifestyling. I don't know.
She could work for Culture Map.
Maybe so. She was that kind of person. And not now, because she's dead, and she's French. I don't know if they hire French people over there.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about those fidget spinners the other day.
Yeah.
There is a new toy out there that, according to the Bro Bible, it's going to blow fidget spinners out of the water.
Okay.
I would want one of these. The mini toothpick crossbow.
Somebody's going to lose an eye.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to put an eye out with these. They're harmless wooden toothpicks, but some have been equipped to fire metal needles that can do some damage. That would be kind of a cool little thing to have. A little mini toothpick crossbow.
I don't know that I need that. I don't know that I want my kids.
I don't know
that.
Well, I don't. I know you don't want your kids having it. I don't know that I need it, but I think I kind of want it.
All right. I'll pass. Especially with my kids. Anybody? I don't know if I want other people's kids having them either.
No, I don't want kids having them. I don't want adults having them.
You think it's an adult crossbow?
Oh, I'd make it an adult crossbow because then I'd put little poison tips on those things. So if I shot somebody, it would paralyze them.
Yeah.
I'm against that.
Well, don't piss me off. But it'd be kind of a cool thing to carry around. Juan asked if the New York Supreme Court subpoenaed you guys as character witnesses, would you go? Yeah, I would go. I would also go as an expert witness.
I'm not an expert.
512 said his wife laughed at that story. Heartless.
That woman's heartless now.
Yeah. That was very mean. Oh. So I'm kind of sorry that I blocked this guy and missing the conversation that he's having with Dustin and Lamont.
Well, he's clearly a guy who...
Dustin, if you're going to use intelligence as your platform to come at me, please learn how to spell first, Chief.
He's clearly a guy who listens to every interview that RJ does. He's obsessed with him, it sounds like.
Must be nice to have somebody obsessed with you. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Ryan, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, AJ, I was going to ask, there's some MMA fights going on in Houston. I'm not sure what they are, but it's down off 59.
Yeah, it's LFA.
LFA. I was going to watch it on a TV network tonight. A buddy of mine from high school is fighting in it. I was wondering if you've heard of Roberto Sanchez and if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, I used to cover them pretty closely. The when it was Legacy, I haven't as much since it's been LFA. Sort of different people running the show down there, but yeah, it's going to be some good fights tonight. If that's your buddy, he's a good fighter. I think he's one of the main event or maybe co-main event.
I think it's a co-main event.
Yeah, so it's a good show, man. They usually put on a good show. It's on Access TV, which used to be HDNet. So you can watch it, or there's still time to get down there if you want to go do that. I've got a couple of my former training partners fighting tonight, so I'll be keeping up with it as well, although I won't be able to make
Which
it
ones
there.
Are they that I could look for?
David Acosta is one of them, and Shaquem Richardson is one of them.
Okay.
So
it looks like a good time. I wanted to make it down there, but I couldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Five-year-old mom's not going to let me go.
Yeah, that's the organization that I fought for. Merged with another organization, and now it's this LFA. So it's there's some good people behind it. It's just I haven't been able to get down there and watch them lately.
All right. Well, you know, the only negative to me going out of town is I don't get to sleep on my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And guys, if you're in the market for a mattress and you haven't been down there, you need to go, because they're constantly coming up with new technology to help you sleep better. That's all they care about. is they're going to ask you, how do you want to sleep and how do you sleep? And then they're going to find you a bed that's perfect for you. And they're not, and honestly, it's probably going to be a bed that's a lot less than what you were willing to spend, but they're going to put you on the best one for you. How about this right now? The Paris and London mattresses, they both feature the latest in quad coil technology. And Yuval and the gang are all the time up in their game there. And the London even offers up a layer of graphite latex. And the Paris King now marked down to $945. London Kings are an all-new low, $1,125. London's what I have in my downstairs bedroom. And they're fantastic. They've got such great beds. And they make them there and sell them directly to you. So you're saving at least 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store. Hell, a lot of these retail stores buy their mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers. So you're not getting them custom fitted and you're spending a bunch of money. Why would you do that? Go see them. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Not only do they make great beds, they give you great deals, but they're also great in the community. And these are the kind of people you want to buy your mattress from, believe me. Go visit them. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed.
And it's still so lonely. In the night I hear him talk, the cold storm.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we haven't heard from Tasha enough today, so let's go back to Tasha out at NRG. What's up, Tasha?
What's up, guys? Jen and I are taking our last walkthrough here at the Texas Trucking Show. We're just checking out these awesome vendors that they have here. They have awesome giveaways. You know, we're here. We have our ESPN 97.5 booth where you can find some ESPN goodies. We'll be here until 7, so come check us out with the time that you have left. But the good news is the show doesn't end until 8. All weekend long at the NRG, you can check out different trucks, trailers, truck parts, accessories, and so much more at the 4th Annual Texas Trucking Show. Yes, admission is free. Doors open tomorrow and Sunday at 10 and close at 9. You can check out a list of vendors and get more information at thetexastruckingshow.com. So come check us out, guys. The last time that we have here, it's awesome here. There's awesome people, awesome vibes. So come check us out, guys.
All right. Thank you, Tasha.
You're welcome. See you later.
All right. So, apparently, last week the internet kind of went nuts when they found out that, I don't know if it's Gal Gadot, or I assume it's Gadot, made $300,000 for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And that someone tweeted out, she made $300,000 for Wonder Woman as compared to Henry Cavill's $14 million for Man of Steel. The most compelling DC villain is the pay gap. Which, okay.
That's a surface number, by the way.
Yes, it is. And it's just her base deal from her base salary from her original deal. And the reality is, Cavill made a bleep load on box office performance bonuses, back end stuff.
I think Cavill's base salary was pretty low as well.
Well, here's some other ones that Barstool put together for you. Chris Hemsworth for Thor 1, $200,000. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man 1, $500,000. Chris Evans, Captain America, $300,000.
Okay. So it's pretty standard.
It's pretty standard. Now, they wind up making millions on the back end of these things. And I don't know what Robert Downey Jr. got for Iron Man 2, but I guarantee it wasn't $500,000.
Yeah.
But they it's fairly standard. So for people whining about the pay gap, I want to do a little bit more research.
I don't know. I feel like people are finding any reasons to complain.
Well, yeah, and yeah, she wasn't very well known. That's a big role for her. That's yeah. That's a great opportunity.
It's a breakout role.
Yeah.
Although Henry Cavill was the same way. He didn't. Yeah. He hadn't done anything.
But Henry Cavill's base was pretty low.
Yeah.
I mean, we sit here relatively, it's low, but we sit here and say, if we could do, you know, a year's worth of work for, you know, almost $250,000, you know, call that low.
Yeah. Well, knowing that you're going to get millions down the road if the thing's a hit, which...
And by the way, and I think the director, Patty Jenkins, got pretty, didn't get much out of that as well. But I'm sure when Wonder Woman 2 gets written, she's going to be making a lot more.
Yeah. She'll do okay.
Yeah, I think they're thinking, the rumors are out there that saying that the future of DC will be either on Josh Whedon or on Patty Jenkins. So one of those two, Josh Whedon, who's actually finishing up Justice League for Zack Snyder because of the tragic family stuff for Zack Snyder. He's finishing up the Justice League movie. And I think they're going to be, Josh Whedon and Patty Jenkins is looking like they're going to be taking over like DC movies.
Well, there you have it. I Henry Cavill, I saw a movie the other day with a young Henry Cavill in it.
I didn't see him until, I've never seen him before until Superman.
Yeah, and well, that was kind of his first big one, but he was also pretty good in Man from U.N.C.L.E. I don't know if you've watched that.
I haven't.
That's a pretty good little movie. It's sneaky good.
So, I heard the Man of Steel movie was supposed to be a sequel to Superman 2. Like it's the next movie after Superman 2. They kind of written off Superman 3. So it's kind of like, well, it's supposed to be the third movie for that series.
All right.
Okay.
Didn't they do an origin story again in Man of Steel?
No. That, remember, he came back from outer space.
Okay, you're right.
Count of Monte Cristo. That's what I saw him in. In 2002. So, yeah.
I didn't know he was in that.
Yeah, he played the kid. He played the guy who winds up being his son.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember him in anything else. But, yeah, Man of Steel in 2013, Man from U.N.C.L.E. 2015, Dawn of Justice 2016, Sandcastle in 2017, Justice League 2017. So Superman's not dead?
Spoiler.
Okay. Just saying. Something called Norris in 2018 and Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, God.
There's a 6?
There's going to be a 6. Dun, 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 dun. That's one that they
never end.
Yeah, and I enjoy them to a point, but after the third one, I'm kind of like, really? Do you need any more of these?
Well, there's going to be 9 Fast and the Furious movies, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think we're up to like Transformer 5 or 6.
Yeah, I think Transformer 6. That's another one. I haven't watched one since about the third one.
I couldn't tell you the difference between any of them. Yeah. I know that they replaced, like Mark Wahlberg's in and Shia LaBeouf is out. But that's all I know. Is Mark Wahlberg in the newest one?
Yes.
Okay.
And so is...
Who's the new chick?
I don't know.
Because what was the really hot... Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, yeah.
Was in the early ones, but
she was
not
in 1
anymore.
And 2, and I think they took her out of 3.
Then they had a blonde chick in the third one. I think it's the last one I saw.
I think Megan Fox did the move where, like, you demand too much for someone who, like, she's not a good actress. She's actually a really terrible actress.
She's just good at being hot.
Yeah. And then she demanded too much and got off that gravy train and then hasn't been able to really find work since. Not wise.
Yeah, there's certain things that you just go ahead and latch onto if that's your career, and you just roll with it because she really wasn't ever going to be doing anything else. Let's grab a quick call. Adam.
Hey, sports guys, but I guess right now movies. Nah, John, you're wrong, dude. Superman Returns was the Brandon Routh Superman. That was a continuation of Superman 2. Superman Man of Steel, that's a whole new movie, dude. That's a whole new one.
Okay, I might have had it the other way. You might be right. But...
And I think there's going to be 10 Fast and Furious movies, and some chick named Lauren Haddock, that's the new one that's taking over for Megan Fox, but my wife is like, why did they get a Megan Fox lookalike to play Transformers Megan Fox? I don't know what they're doing.
Who knows? She's probably a better actress than Megan Fox and probably wanted less money.
Wow. After Revenge of the Fallen, want to hear what her career's been? You could have been in a movie with her. Jonah Hex.
Oh, yeah?
In 2010. Something called Jennifer's Body in 2009. Naya, Legend of the Golden Dolphins. Passion Play. Friends with Kids. The Dictator. This is 40. And she's played April in the two Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies.
When were those?
14 and 16.
Okay.
So that's getting into a pretty good deal there, too.
Yeah. And then, there's probably good money in that.
And it's something called Zeroville, which is in post-production right now.
All right. Well, good for her.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, so her career hasn't gone quite the way she had hoped.
I don't think Shia LaBeouf has either.
No, but he
went crazy.
Yeah. Well, he also, I guess he got raped or something. He got man raped.
Did he really?
I think so. I think I heard rumors of that.
And I know they were dating for a while.
That's by the way, that's totally allegedly. That may just be something I made up in my head. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure.
You might have dreamed.
You might have wanted him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I would never wish that on anyone.
See, you might have dreamed that, and now you think it's a fact.
Maybe so.
That happens sometimes. Okay, so after...
No, he said that he was raped.
Okay, by... Did he say
who? Oh, he claimed a woman raped him.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah, I feel less sorry for him.
Oh, yeah. It says, I was raped during performance art project. So he was being raped for art.
By a woman.
Yes.
I'm going to go with... I'm not calling that rape.
He says, a woman whipped my legs for 10 minutes, then stripped my clothing and proceeded to rape me. During his silent performance artwork. Hashtag I am sorry.
Okay. So here's his career since Sam Witwicky in Dark of the Moon in 2011. Maniac.
That's his true life story.
2011, Born Villain. 2012, HowardCantor.com. Whoa. 2012, Lawless. 2012, The Company You Keep. So it was very busy in 2012. Just 2013, Nymphomaniac.
Yeah.
2014, Fury. 2015, Man Down. 2016, American Honey. 2017, he played John McEnroe in Borg versus McEnroe, which I have not heard of or seen. I don't think I've seen any of those movies. So he has fallen off.
Hard times. Luckily for him, I'm sure he's got some money in the bank from that Transformers thing.
I don't know. Seems like he's doing a lot of drugs.
Oh, you think he's burning through it all?
Maybe.
It could be. Could be. Don't do meth, kids. Yeah. Lose your fortune. All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. I like to say it like that because it makes it sound like, I don't know, makes it sound cooler. But it's not getting cooler. It's getting hotter out there. And you know what's going to be affected by that? Your electricity bill. That's where Tri-Eagle Energy comes in, guys. Born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage. And they want to make your home a smarter home altogether. They've got the new Smart Energy 36 plan that comes with the all-new Ecobee 4 with built-in Amazon Alexa voice service. So it listens to you and it talks back. And this little handy-dandy thermostat can save you up to 23% on your heating and cooling bills. How awesome is that? And if you're in the Houston area, good news. Tri-Eagle will come out and install that thermostat for absolutely $0. Current center point rates for that plan are at 8.6 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. It's a very competitive rate, and you're locking it in for 36 months. This rate's only good till the end of the month, so make sure you jump on it now, guys. Tri-Eagle Energy, they have a lot of great things that they're doing for you. They'll send you reminders. They'll even send you actual air filters when you need to change your air filter. The time comes, cool, pop. One pops up in the mail. You don't have to go to Home Depot, try to remember what size air filter you need. It's just done for you. That's one of the many ways Tri-Eagle is just trying to make your house run more efficiently. TriEagleEnergy.com or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Remember to use that promo code ESPN when you do it. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064. Mm-hmm.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, how often do you think about your razors? I can answer that for you. Never, except when you need one. And then you have to go to the store and it's always a pain in the butt. Well, guess what? Harry's has you covered. How about this? A great shave at a fair price. You're going to get quality. You're going to save money. And you're going to get convenience because they are going to send it directly to you. That's what Harry's is all about. They bought their own German factory and they basically decided they were going to eliminate the middleman, sell it to you over the internet, send it directly to you. And all their products are backed by 100% quality guarantee. And how about this? By taking less profit, they can sell you these great blades for $2 a pop as opposed to $4, $5, $6, whatever you would pay if you go and had to have them unlock them for you at the store. What a pain in the butt that is. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. Just cover shipping. And that free trial set includes the Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. How about this? A $20 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for the Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer, almost a $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All weekend long at NRG, you can check out different trucks, trailers, truck parts, accessories, and much more. It's the 4th Annual Texas Trucking Show. Admission is free. You can check out a list of exhibitors and get more information at texastruckingshow.com. And let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff
we've said this week.
I mean,
okay. What actor announces their retirement? Don't they just usually stop making movies? It kind of bums me out, though, because Daniel Day-Lewis is really good.
Maybe.
He needs some boner pills.
No, that's not where I was
He's
going.
He's the shave.
No, I wasn't setting up anything here. I was just going to say, you guys are killing me today. And we're not playing Nickelback because we want to play Nickelback. We're playing Nickelback because that's one of your feuds.
The band that they're feuding with is a band that I'm a big fan of.
Oh, I am too.
So this is like your band versus my band.
No, this is not that at all. I am a huge fan of the other band.
I've seen Stone Sour in concert several times. You've seen Nickelback in concert.
All right. That's your first one of the week. Of course, it's only Tuesday.
Excuse me.
Yeah, don't think you did one yesterday.
Police Sergeant Steve Hinckley said that the man had an accident and was trying to get his underwear off, but couldn't.
I'm trying to visualize this.
You poop your pants.
I don't really want to visualize this.
And you can't get your underwear off. He threw the burning underwear into the toilet, which quickly extinguished the fire, but smoke filled the bathrooms, prompting an evacuation.
So he just had to play this, didn't he? He looks for any excuse to play this damn song.
The benefits of that thing, you could save up to 23% on your heating and cooling costs. Jeez, people calling me in the middle of a live read. Give me a break, guys.
It's got nice acidity, but it's not too salty.
What do you think, Jung?
Jung's got something. Jung's throwing up.
It's Jung, good.
You hate it, huh?
No. That was his. That's his review.
I have pear in my hand. Well, it was in my mouth. Now it's in my
so
hand.
Gross.
And I'm going to shove this pear back in my mouth.
All right, go ahead.
Move the cart or let the kid go in the bathroom. Are we really comparing kids to club goers?
Moving the cart is one thing.
Yeah.
But you don't get access to a bathroom you didn't pay for. I don't care if you're a kid or not.
And kids don't get a pass. See, you had to do that, didn't you? You just had to.
That's what this little girl said. She's like, I feel it. I feel it, Grandma.
Is Mayweather...
Uh-oh.
Are you dying?
I think I'm fine.
The cancer.
I came back with my voice a little off, but the wife was really sick before I left, so maybe catching something from her.
Great. Pardon me while I put my mask on.
The rest of the show is going to be just like this.
I'll get one of those Asian masks.
Can you hear me okay?
I can't hear you either.
No, not good.
Mm.
Back to what I was
Fred
trying.
Fred is a...
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
No mention of Frank and stupid stuff, huh?
Yeah, no Frank.
That's kind of disappointing, Jong. I feel like that's a misstep on your part.
Well, because there was no real reaction to it.
Well, what? Because he did it twice. So what am I going to say? It twice. Actually, no, it's Fred. I didn't want to. AJ came back with, "Well, Fred said this."
I tried.
He tried to save it.
Yeah,
and I
probably should have just kept calling you Frank, though.
Yeah, at that point, it would have been funnier because I'd have gone with that. I may be Frank when I come back. I may change my name to Frank.
By the way, George Springer in the lineup.
Yeah,
tonight.
We were talking about that off the air. It's surprising.
I'd kind of give him another day off if it were me, but hey.
And Alex Bregman batting ninth.
It's about where he should be.
Tough time.
Times are hard.
Learn how to hit a slider, kid. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. Did okay. I will see you guys in a couple weeks.
Enjoy Canada.
I shall try.
Blame Canada.
Till July 5th. Stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.